E ngā rau rangatira o te motu, kua tīhoka te pau kaha ki tō tātou kaupapa mō te rā. Nau mai ki Taikaha On Point, brought to you by Waitere News. Kua atiri anō mate ariki tēnei, anei tā tātou kaupapa mō te rā.
Today's episode will discuss two kaupapa that are connected by the waters of Te Moana Nui Ākiwa. The first kaupapa is a virtual Māori art gallery's fundraising effort to support the Kanak peoples of New Caledonia, who have been rallying against the colonisers of France and their attempts to dampen the Kanaki voice in the electoral system. I spoke with Piu Piu Maia Ture from Tinifetu Project Space about their fundraising efforts and why they decided to tautoko this kaupapa. The second kaupapa is about Hine Moana Tu, a waka haurua who has welcomed Jolene Busby as the first female Māori captain to its all-female waka moana crew, joining Onofo Havea, the first Tongan female licensed as a sea captain, and Fani Brune, the first Samoan woman to qualify as a yacht master. Busby, with over 20 years of experience and a legacy of traditional waka voyaging from her great-granduncle, Sir Hector Busby, is a history maker herself, as the first wahine Māori to captain and build a waka haurua for Aotearoa. And I spoke to Auntie Jo about the voyage and her aspirations for the next generation of ocean voyaging wahine toa. Whakarongo mai.
Tēnā koe, Piu Piu. Can you explain what the Tinifetu Project Space is?
Kia ora. So Tinifetu Project Space is a artist-run gallery. So I'm an artist and I run an art gallery. And we don't have a physical location, so it's kind of more of like pop-up events. I've been running it for a couple of years now and it's been really fun. The central kaupapa of it is to platform Māori artists and to support kaupapa that relate to te ao Māori. It was a real privilege to be asked to, if I wanted to contribute to the Kanak kaupapa, the Solidarity Day for Kanak on Friday. Yeah.
How long has the team at Tinifetu been involved, been actively involved in advocating with our fellow iwi taketake brothers and sisters from overseas and those type of kaupapa?
This is my first time doing it directly. So we've done some small fundraisers for Palestine and stuff like this. But in terms of doing like proper activist work, it's the first time for the gallery. Usually we just do like art shows. I just do art shows and art exhibitions and workshops and stuff like this. So it's very exciting to be able to help and contribute.
And what inspired you guys to get involved in fundraising for our brothers and sisters, our Kanak brothers and sisters?
So I was asked by Sina Brown Davis to help out, and of course said yes because it is a joy and a privilege to be able to help. I did an exhibition for Kuaka Matariki that was a part of Te Atu Mai Festival that was run by Creative Natives, and that exhibition was called Resistance is Beautiful, and a big part of that show was hanging the Tino flag, the Kanak flag, and the Palestinian flag all up together, and that exhibition was about celebrating how our artists make such beautiful, diverse work in spite of colonial oppression across the world, and showing solidarity with our whanaunga. Because resistance is beautiful. You know, like it's difficult, it's hard work, and it's really confronting, but it's really important because we can't let ourselves get knocked back by colonialism and kind of oppressive governments behaving really badly. You know, they should be held to account for the bad things that they do.
Personally, for me, it's showing my age, my youth, actually, the the struggle of our brothers and sisters over in New Caledonia. It's very new for Maerianga because we didn't necessarily grow up and saw the riots of the late 80s and the resistant movements of the late 80s heading into the early 90s. So when this, when it came up, started up again a couple months ago, it was fairly, it was new information. And having a look at Fire Sena, working in the delegate that went over back in the late 80s to inspire resolution talks during that conflict. It's, have you guys noticed a lot of young people going out and looking and doing a bit of rangahau on the history of the conflict over there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like quite an intense like political climate at the moment. There's lots of things happening. So a lot of our social media and stuff is really overloaded with some people are doing lots of really good research in it. I feel like everyone's quite stretched at the moment. There's a lot of things going on, and so we're having to kind of pick and choose what things to focus on. And for me, I haven't been seeing much about Kanak on social media or these kind of things. So I was like, it was a good opportunity to kind of start platforming kaupapa and kind of bringing more awareness to stuff. And I think like this National Day of Solidarity is going to be awesome. And there's heaps of events. There's a rally in Wellington at 12 o'clock at the French Embassy. There's a kai and kōrero on Kanaki at the Dell in Christchurch at 6 p.m. And at 6:30 in Tamaki Makaurau at the Otahuhu Town Hall, there's another Kanak Solidarity community meeting. So there's like a lot of good stuff that's happening to bring more awareness to what's going on there. I think a big thing as well is that there's a language barrier. So because they're colonised by France, they speak French. And so I think the language barrier can sometimes make it a bit difficult for us being colonised by the English to kind of connect up a bit.
And so on the 26th, which is Friday, there's also going to be a fundraising event down in Dunedin, in Otapoti. Give us a bit of details about what kind of stalls will be featured at the event.
Yeah, so we're still looking for more stalls, so if people want to come down and contribute, they're welcome to. At the moment, we've got Angelina Stanton is going to come and write some poetry. So what happens is you go up to her and you ask her to write a poem about something like Pan Pacific Solidarity, and then she'll write you a poem and you can take that home. And she's doing it for free, donating for her to the kaupapa, which is amazing. We'll have like a kind of like a little op shop on the hokohoko as well, which will also be for koha. And so people, if they want to bring things down to put on that table, they're more than welcome to. There's going to be some art there as well. But what we'll do for the art auction is release it online. So you can be anywhere in the country and buy art to support the kaupapa. All of the art's been donated. And that catalogue will go live on Friday at 4 p.m. So if you look onto the Tini Whetū Project Space social media pages, then you'll be able to find a link to that. And if people want to contribute to the art auction, again, go to our social media pages. There's links there where you fill in a form, and then you can, all the information's there, and you can donate your work. The cutoff for submitting work is on Thursday at 12 o'clock at lunchtime, just so I've got enough time to put it all together. So it's the event at yours is about coming together and being together, and hanging out and talking about the kaupapa and fundraising from the stalls, and then the art auction will be online. And the reason it's online is to try and get as many people as possible being able to participate and being able to buy work if they wish to. There's also direct links for donating as well that I'll post up soon if people just want to donate directly to the kaupapa. That's also totally fine.
And
there has to be a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And how will the, so you've got the direct links, the direct fundraising pages, and how will those, do you know how those funds would reach out to the whānau over in New Caledonia?
Yeah, so there is a kind of like a GoFundMe sort of page. And the translated description of what the funds will be used for off that page is going towards supporting families of the deceased, because there have been quite a few deaths, mainly for funeral expenses, support for the injured, support for political prisoners in Kanaki, but also those who have been deported to France. So France has been deporting people from Kanaki to France, which I think is really aggro and completely ridiculous. It will also go towards defence before the courts for people who have been victims of the French colonial state, and solidarity for the most deprived, which is mostly food, buying food for them. So the money will go directly to supporting Kanak people who are on the kind of front line of the conflict, I guess, who are fighting for their rights as Indigenous people to be sovereign over their of their lives and their homes.
Thank you so much for our kōrero this morning. I really appreciate that we took some time to talk about the Tini Whetū project space, as well as the multitude of kaupapa that are quite literally happening countrywide. So thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much for talking to me.
I have the incredible honour of speaking with Jolene Busby, the first female Māori captain of Hinemoana 2, a waka haurua embarking on a historic voyage to Tonga. And Jolene joins an all-female waka moana crew, including Aunofo Havea, the first female Tongan captain, and Fanny Brun, the first female Samoan captain, showcasing the remarkable leadership of Pacific women in ocean exploration and cultural preservation. With over 20 years of experience, Jolene follows in the illustrious footsteps of her great father, Sir Hick Busby, and her grandfather, Tata Mai. Jolene is the founder of Toka Nui Trust, established in 2022, to share her vast knowledge and inspire the next generation through traditional Māori education. Toka Nui has achieved significant milestones, including building the waka haurua Waimirimiri and starting Kura Waka. Nō reira, tēnā koe, Auntie Jay, how are you?
Oh, morena, I'm good, thank you. I'm feeling a little bit tired, but the sun is out. It's glistening on the beautiful Rangitoto as we're leaving the Waitemata Harbour, so excited.
How long have you guys been preparing for this voyage on Hinemoana 2?
I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself. I first got notified back in February this year, and I have been making plans from March, April onwards, and I've been working with the crew closely in Tauranga. So travelling from Te Taitokere down into Tauranga at least every second weekend to refit our waka and just help the mahi on her and build a relationship with the waka while she's on land, so then when we're on sea, I can just tighten that relationship up with the waka. Yeah, kia ora.
And what inspired the voyage?
Like I said before, I can't speak for everybody, but for myself, what was the most inspiring thing for me was that that the crew refitted. There was a female crew that was going to refit the waka, navigate the waka, skipper the waka, and sail this waka. All female crew moana all the way to Tonga. Up into Samoa following the migration of our tohora, our rangatira, and then back in, and building up young wahine along the way, getting them tickets, getting them confident on the water, confident in who they are, and so they can navigate through their life on and off the water quite confidently. Yeah, that's what inspired me.
For our whānau at home, how long is this type of journey? How long does it take?
Well, you can never really put a time on a voyage. You can never really put time on waka because we have to move with the elements. And it goes back to their kōrero, the difference between a waka taua and a waka haurua is that our waka taua can leave, any time because they can paddle out. The warriors can paddle out. They put their sail up and then continue to sail. But a waka haurua, you can't. You have to wait for the right window to leave, the safest window to leave, and to use those winds with you. We can't just pull out our waka hoi and start paddling our waka. So we can't really put a time on it. Yeah.
You got to go with the tai au, ne?
Yeah. I feel like we've got to listen to our waka. Yeah. And the crew, yeah. Yeah.
Now, as the first wahine Māori to captain and build a waka haurua, what were the kind of challenges that you've faced and how have you overcome those challenges throughout your 20 years experience?
Come support. Just a little bit. Shown up. Sorry, I'm staring at the same thing. What was the question?
I'll pass out the question.
No, I got it. And to be absolutely honest, and this is just me, you know, just being me, is that I took a lot of things for granted when I had my rangatira around me that built waka. And then, because I've always had them around me, so when building waka, I just did it. But then when they passed and I had to do it by myself, I kind of had no one to talk to. You know, I felt a little bit like, oh, actually, I have to wear all of this on myself. Who can, you know, I don't have my papa, anyone of my papas to talk to. So that's when I decided, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. We're going to do this waka. And then we're going to turn around and we're going to build another one and we're going to teach our kids how to do it. And so that we can do it in a way where our kids can see that these are the different tikanga that we have to go through. And if they can see that I'm going through this and this is how I deal with it, then they're not going to be scared to go ask for help. So it's about bringing, for me, it's never about what I'm doing and how I do it. It's about what can I teach from this? How can I learn? How can I disembark this knowledge onto our rangatahi in a safe environment where they feel confident? And then they did. You know, they sailed from Whangarei all the way up to Waitangi on their little waka. So, yeah. That was accomplished.
And how does this voyage contribute to the broader goals? Because I remember you saying that you're going to be following the migration, the haerenga of our tohoro.
So I'm not too sure how much you know about the Hine Moana Halo project and the other organisations that are part of the va'a. But one of them is that we're going to have scientific people on board who also believe are female. We're going to be taking samples from the how do I say this? The highway of the whales is what we're going to be on, but it's not a highway. We're going to be taking samples from the water that's on top, and in those samples we're going to be... you're right, bud, you're right. So we're going to go around that and then that way. Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, confident as. Sorry, I've got our youngest on the steering wheel. And so we're going to be taking samples, and in those samples are going to be telling us what they're eating, what they're not eating. But be mindful, though, we're only taking samples from the surface of the water, so it's going to be whatever goes through them. Not so much, yeah. And then in different areas, they're going to be diving. In different areas, we're going to be having wānanga and how we can do our part. So that's the out bub. So when you're coming around, you don't want to hug that marker. You want to leave a decent space, but follow this side, not the port side. So follow this side out. So when we're coming in, it's port support, and when we're going out, it's port to starboard. Yeah. What was the question? Sorry.
No. You did really well. We can all tell by listening you're an awesome mama because you can multitask. You're doing really well.
we've got our rangatahi on board. She's just like a sponge. She soaks up everything. Everyone's got to share with her. She soaks it up. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, that's an awesome segue to my next partai. So what are your hopes for the future of our wahine kai hoi?
Kai hoi or kai moana?
Ooh.
So kai moana
different.
A sailor's kai hoi,
paddlers. Paddlers. Kai moana.
I hope for kapua that, you know, that just having wahine on the water, that, you know, it's a good balance. And in Te Ao Māori, you know, we got to find those balances. And yeah, our waka may be full of wahine, and our waka may be named hine moana tuaroa, but at the same time, yep, coming around, but yeah, at this, yep, perfect. So don't oversteer, go back just one step, yep, stop, yep, perfect. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, you know, we're in Tangaroa, so that's my balance.
And final partai, how can us and our listeners do our part to tautoko you on this haerenga?
Oh, so we've started up some of my important people who like to boss me around, I think, have started up a Give a Little page. And so that Give a Little page is going to, the funds from the Give a Little page, I'm going to be using to get some of our rangatahi that have their boat masters and day skippers already over to Tonga to do little voyage trips between the islands following the whales. And then our older rangatahi are going to be training to sail home, sail the waka back to Aotearoa.
Well, I wish you all the best.
If I win lotto, I'll just do it myself now. And I'll be like, "Taramai, tamariki."
Oh, hey, if you one day you wake up and you have a look at that Give a Little page and there's a massive contribution, I think you might be able to figure out where that came from.
Oh.
Nō reira, Auntie Jo, thank you so much for your kōrero with us this morning about this amazing haerenga that you're about to embark. Hei pau mana wahine me ki. That's how I would describe this haerenga that you guys are going on. And I wish you all the best, and hopefully you get to your destination safely now that you don't have to talk to me on the phone.
You're good. We're all learning all together.
Tēnā koe.
Namahi. Kia ora.
That was both Piu Piu Maia Today from Tinifetu Project Space and Jolene Busby from Tokanui Waka Trust. I think it's great to see two kaupapa grounded in manaakitanga and the ways of our tūpuna of rangatahi in line. And so I hope you enjoyed this episode. Taikaha, on point. Nā te rangatahi mō te iwi whānui. Don't miss out.